In this audio, we are going to talk about what it means to live from our heart space. What it means to live from our heart center. And what kind of benefits we can see in our lives when we begin to live this way. Live our lives more from our hearts. When I think about my own life, there is a big difference how I used to live my life and how I live it today. Before I learned to live my life from my heart space and live my life more from my heart, what life looked like to me was that it looked very different. It used to look like that I had to get what I wanted to have in life in order for me to be happy. It used to look like that I had to get what I wanted in order for me to experience more love and happiness when it came to my life. For example, I used to believe that in order for me to be truly happy, I had to meet that someone special. I had to find my life partner. But the funny thing is that I didn't find that partner until I learned to live from my heart, until I learned to see where does that feeling of love and happiness truly come from. So how life used to look like to me was that it used to look like in order for me to be happy, I had to get what I wanted in life. I had to reach those goals that I had. I had to fulfill my dreams. And then I could be happy. However, at some point, I had an insight. The way I saw the world changed. I began to recognize how all that love and happiness that I could ever experience, I already had within me. I began to recognize how there was no dream that could be fulfilled, that could make me feel happier. There was no goal that I could reach that could make me feel and experience more love and more happiness. But I could see and recognize more what I already had within me. And when I think about my life, all those times when I have experienced a shift in my understanding, when I have learned to live more from that space in my heart, all those times have come from my own understanding, have come from when my own understanding about life has deepened, and when I have recognized more about the connection I already have with the power behind life. So there's really no one moment when I began to live more from my heart, experience more loving relationships. Experience life more as joyful. experiencing more loving connection with other people. But the more my own understanding has deepened and the more I have felt that connection that we all share with life, with that power behind life, the more I have learned to live from my own heart. To give you an example, when I began to recognize how the way I had been seeing my relationships in the past was nothing more than thought created, was nothing more than my own beliefs, I began to naturally step more into that space in my heart. I began to naturally live more from that place of love and understanding within me. Whenever we experience suffering in any area of our lives, we are always caught up in our own beliefs about life. We are always caught up in our own beliefs about something. But the more we begin to see how these are only beliefs that we have been taking as reality, the more we begin to see this, the more we step out of our heads, step out of our analytical thinking and into our hearts. Into our hearts where life feels much more joyful, where we feel connected to other people, where we can enjoy our relationships, where we can enjoy life more. So an example of my own life, when I began to experience a big difference, was when I began to see beyond my own beliefs, the beliefs that I had about relationships, what it meant to find the kind of relationship that I had been looking for, the beliefs that I had about other people, how they were. And when I began to see beyond these beliefs and recognize how these were only beliefs, I naturally began to see more how all that love and happiness I could ever experience I already had within me. And when I began to see how this was true, it naturally stopped making sense for me to keep on looking on that life partner that I had been looking for so that I could be happy. Because I recognized how all that happiness and love I already had within. And when I simply stopped looking, when I began to see beyond these beliefs I had, and I stopped looking, and I simply started to enjoy my life and enjoy my relationships, enjoy experiencing that love, that love and that happiness that came already from within me. When I started to do that, I started to feel a completely new kind of connection with other people that I had never experienced before. I started to feel connected to other people and I started to enjoy my relationships. And it's not maybe any surprise that when I started to do this, it didn't take long until that life partner that I had been looking for also showed up into my life. So there is something about living our lives from that space that we all already have within us. Not only do we begin to enjoy life more, enjoy experiencing that love that comes from within, but also in my experience, it becomes much easier for us to bring life to those dreams that we have, receive what our hearts truly desire. When I started to live my life from that place of happiness and love and understanding, it was easy for me to receive what I had desired when it came to my life. Personally, I don't think that that is the point, however. I don't know if we will always get what we want when we simply show up from that place of love. But what I do know is that it becomes much easier for us to fulfill our dreams when instead of living in our heads, believing that we need what we desire, instead of doing that, when we recognize the beauty that is already there in our lives, when we show up from that place of love and happiness that is already present within us, that is already there, present within us and in our lives. This is not something that we can simply decide that we will do. It's not an analytical thought process that we can use so that we can step into our hearts. But we have to step deeper. We have to let go of the beliefs, the analytical thinking. And it's when we let go of the personal ideas we have, the personal thoughts we have, the personal dreams we have. When we let go of it all, we connect more with the impersonal. That power that I was talking about in the beginning of the audio, that power behind life, that power behind life that can have many names, but I personally like to call it love. That energy behind life. And that is what I would like you to begin to recognize more when listening to this audio. How you can begin to see beyond some of the beliefs that you might have been holding. So that you can let go of the analytical thinking and step more into your heart, so that you can begin to live your life more from that space within your heart. Begin to see more how receiving what we desire in our life is more secondary, and how connecting more with that space within you is more the point. We are used to believe that in order for us to be happy, we need that what we desire. We need to get that what we want, and then we can be happy. Then we can feel the love. But that is never the straight road where we truly want to go. We can simply skip the step of getting what we want and start to live our lives fully today. That is where the true love and fulfillment truly resides. So how does life look like when we live from that space in our hearts? I already gave you an example about relationships, about my relationships, how when I began to live from my heart, I simply started to feel this new kind of love and connection with people, and I started to enjoy my relationships more. And what also happened was that when there was no agenda from my part, when there was nothing I wanted from other people, because I knew that I was already happy, I didn't need anything from other people for me to experience love. What also happened was that this allowed other people to enjoy my company also more. Because when we want something from other people, they can sense it, and it doesn't feel good. And on the other hand, when we show up in our relationships, being present, show up in our relationships with open minds and open hearts, what happens is that not only do we feel connected to other people, but it becomes much easier for other people to feel connected to us. Feel connected towards us. And when we feel connected to other people, we naturally enjoy better relationships. When there is already that that warmth, that connection, that love. Our relationships work better. There's more understanding, more compassion, more kindness, more forgiveness. So when we begin to live our lives from that place of love within us, we naturally begin to enjoy better relationships. Not only does it become easier for us to find those people that we would like to have in our lives, when we begin to draw those people towards us, but also it becomes much easier for us to maintain healthy, loving relationships. So relationships are definitely one area where we can easily recognize the benefits of living our lives more from our hearts than from our heads. When we do this, we simply begin to bring out the best in the people around us. Another area where we can see the benefits of showing up from that place of love and happiness from within can be our professional lives. There are so many businesses I have felt drawn to because I can see what they are doing comes from their hearts. When we show up from that place of love, when it comes to our work life, other people can sense this. Love always draws people towards us. And if we do things out of love, it can be felt. So not only does it draw those people that we can serve, that need our services towards us, but also when we are in that space of love and understanding, our minds are more clear, we receive better ideas, we get insights that allow us to move forward more effortlessly, that allow us to take those right steps that we need to take when it comes to our personal journeys. And the evolution of our work. So when we do this, when we show up from our hearts, show up from that place of love when it comes to our work, again, not only do we enjoy our life more, enjoy our work more, enjoy the people that we are in contact with when it comes to our work more, but also it becomes easier for us to see what are those next steps that we need to take. It becomes easier for us to receive better ideas, receive ideas that work for us when our minds are more clear and we are connected to our hearts. So it really doesn't matter what area in our lives we look at. But whenever we show up from that place of love within us, whenever we live our lives from our heart center, every area in our lives benefits from this. We can experience what it truly means to enjoy the areas in our lives that we are blessed to experience. And find that happiness and gratefulness in the moment. Not looking too much ahead of the time, what we may believe that we need, but simply enjoying life, enjoying the moment, enjoying our relationships, enjoying the people we have in our lives, enjoying our work, enjoying life and every moment of it. This doesn't mean that we need to, or that we even can, live our lives every moment from that space. As far as I can see, that is not possible and that is not even needed. Yet the more we understand the benefit of showing up from this space, showing up from this place of love and understanding, the more we begin to do it, the easier it becomes for us to accept our humanness, be more compassionate and understanding towards ourselves and other people. When we become too analytical, when we get caught up in our own thinking, the less we judge ourselves and others, so the secret really lies in that understanding. Understanding that it's normal for us to experience every emotion, have our human experience. Understanding that when we feel something less than love, we are caught up in our heads. Understanding that when we experience something less than love, we are caught up in our heads. And when we understand this, and we become less reactive to the thoughts that we experience, we allow our thinking to flow. We naturally step out of our heads into our hearts. Like I mentioned before, the secret lies in our deeper understanding. When we experience a shift in our understanding, we step more towards our hearts. We step more towards that love. And we recognize more the power love can have in our lives. So what it really means to live from our hearts is that It means that we step out of our thinking. We step into something deeper. We step into that feeling that connects us all. And when we do this, this has almost like a magical quality when it comes to our lives. Life becomes more joyful. We can experience love and fulfillment here and now. Our relationships become more loving, more joyful. There's more understanding, kindness, compassion present when it comes to our relationship to other people. Other people begin to act differently in our company. When we show up from that place of love, we begin to bring out more the best in other people. Our work life becomes more joyful. We receive better ideas. Things begin to work out better for us. It's like these happy coincidences, or one could even call them miracles, begin to happen when it comes to our lives. So there really is this magical power when we begin to show up from that place of love that every single one of us, we already have within us. And it's only for us to begin to see more how this is true, how it's already there within us, just waiting for us to get out of our heads and become more present. Become more present for that already is there, present in our lives. You already have it within you. And connecting more with that love that is already there is what is needed for us to begin to live our lives more from that space within our hearts. Living our lives more from that heart space.